C1R.
Number 2A.
Now, we tackle another problem, namely the layout of the chapter. This layout of the chapter on recapitulation is a layout that is not from me, but is from John Dorley. He had given it once in the summer school, 1948, just as a layout without explaining it. So what we do today, we take that layout as granted and try to see what this layout actually means. Now, in that report of the Oxford School, he writes, what we are always looking at is a fourfold picture of the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. And this fourfold picture is the most fundamental denominator of the chapter on recapitulation. It builds up through six questions and answers on the Word, then six on the Christ, six on Christianity, and six on science. So, before we enter deeper into the discussion of the layout, we'll have to know a little bit about what is meant by the Word, by Christ, Christianity, and science. Because now, until the end of the week, we'll talk all about these four terms. And as we go on, naturally, the text and the interpretation that I give should educate us more and more in the tonality of those four sides of the Holy City. But to begin with, we must have some kind of a guiding line, what they mean. Naturally, the four sides of the Holy City have many, many different characteristic aspects. It just depends from which standpoint one approaches those four. And in the syllabus class, in the syllabus class four, also in the fundamental classes, you have some kind of an overall view of what the four sides of the Holy City are. I'm not going to give a much more explicit explanation, but just to say that the four sides of the Holy City, that these four big categories, Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, they are absolutely fundamental to being. We already see that they are fundamental to being, that the textbook itself is actually laid out that way, that it has four chapters on the Word, then four chapters on the Christ, four chapters on Christianity, four chapters on science. Each reflecting the other one gives four by four, 16 chapters. So, alone from this very fact, one can see that the four are fundamental in being and therefore also must be fundamental for our way of understanding being, because we must have the same structure of consciousness for understanding as there is a structure of being. They must be isomorphic. But according to how we approach those four, they are characterized in different ways. But here, for our purpose of recapitulation, we actually only need to know clearly one or two sequences that flow through those four. And perhaps I take first a sequence that is not in the textbook that I take from cybernetics, because it seems that they bring out those 4 points rather clearly. The word in cybernetics would symbolize the input, the Christ as the process, and Christianity as the output, and science as the feedback. So in cybernetics you have the very same fourfold operation that make a closed loop and that constitutes that self-organizing system of cybernetics. That is very typical. Namely, first one goes out from the input. What is there? What is being? It's a statement of being. What is there? Then that which is there is always processed. It's the Christ, the process, the manifestation of the Word. So that the Word does not stay stagnant and just lays there idle. The Christ says, I take all the input of the Word and process that input. Out of that process comes out the output, the result, the effect of it, that's the output. So you have the result. Then in cybernetics you have a fourth motion, namely that you have a feedback from the output back into the input. Because according to what the output is, you can say this is a wrong output, something has gone wrong, I must have a better input, and you bring in all your experiences and results from the output into a bigger input. Therefore that fourth is really the information flow that is multiplying or augmenting your understanding, your data bank, and so it is symbolic for science, for the understanding of what has gone on. So if you consider that always, say, right pictorially from your side, when you look, you have first your word, your input, your statement of God, then out of that statement always comes out the Christ. You have a processing, an expression, a manifestation, that's the Christ. And that Christ manifests something and brings forth a result. So I have as a third, you have a result, that's Christianity. And then fourth, you check on that result, if it's a good result or not a good result, and you get the feedback through science, again back to the input, what did I understand about that whole process? If we take Mrs. Eddy's wording, right in the Apocalypse, where she shows those four sides of the holy city, there we can see that the word is always the statement of God, the presentation of the nature of God, or the presentation of the proposition. Then the Christ is always the Christ idea that has an idea what it wants to do. And then we have Christianity, which it says is the outcome, see, the output, the outcome of what? Of that Christ idea, which is the Christ idea of the Word of God. So you have the statement of God, the Christ idea, the outcome of it, and fourth, really what she says, science which interprets Christianity, Christ, and the Word. So that science is the interpretation of what the Word, Christ, and Christianity has brought forth and can interpret it. Is it absolute? Is it relative? Is it wrong? So according to the positive or negative feedback, we come right back to a higher input. So I think if you keep that in mind, just that easy flow, you know, then you will understand recapitulation. Because it has all to do always with those four points. That you have a statement about the proposition, the word, that you have a manifestation of the proposition, the Christ idea moving, that you have an outcome, an effect, a result, an output of that Christ idea manifested in life, and then fourth, you have signs that must understand that whole thing so that it is understandable and demonstrable. So I feel when you have a tonality of those four, then perhaps it is much easier to understand what Mrs. Eddy wants to show. So I go back to what Mr. Dawley showed when he gave the layout of recapitulation. Again, I read, he said, what we are always looking at is a fourfold picture of the word, Christ, Christianity, and science. That fourfold picture can be presented from the point of view, so the fourfold picture can be presented from the point of view of, first, the Word, then of the Christ, then of Christianity, and then of science. So actually, if we would have a full picture, we would get the 4x4, 16 different aspects of the fourfold calculus. So that would be the pinnacle of revelation in divine science. Now, he goes on and says, after he has shown the fundamental possibilities of the system, he says, in recapitulation, Mrs. Eddy presents it. What is the it? That fourfold operation. Sorry, I must put it this way from your side. She presents this fourfold operation from the point of view only of the Word and the Christ and Christianity. She leaves out the fourth viewpoint, science. So she elucidates each aspect of the fourfold picture in three ways, not in four ways, in three ways, which makes 12 aspects. It's the four seen from three point of view, makes 12 aspects. But she does so both in absolute Christian science and in Christian science. So you have the twelve in two ways, in absolute Christian science and Christian science, that makes 2 × 12, which is 24. And so there are 24 aspects, each aspect to be found corresponding to each of the 24 questions and answers. He goes on and says, even recapitulation doesn't embody the whole system. That's important to remember. Because it doesn't include the purely scientific aspect of the picture. It doesn't include the 4x4, only the 3x4. In which the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science are viewed from science itself. He had studied at that time the revelation of St. John, and so he refers back to the revelation of St. John and says, John, the revelator, gives his sense of the word Christ, Christianity and science from the focal point of the word and the Christ. So the book of Revelation only gives the four from two viewpoints. But in the development of Christianity and its climax in Mrs. Eddy's discovery, this fourfold calculus was stated from the point of view of the Word, the Christ, and Christianity. See, he wants to show that since John the Revelator, Mrs. Eddy has done a step further in a recapitulation, has shown that four also, not only in the Word and the Christ, but also in Christianity. In recapitulation, she doesn't elucidate the system from the standpoint of divine science, which she only does in the chapter on the Apocalypse, after leading up to it through Genesis and the early part of the Apocalypse. Namely, at that point of the city foursquare, which symbolizes divine science, she presents the fourfold picture from the Infinite One itself. The city foursquare has four equal sides, and so in the Apocalypse the fourfold picture is elucidated from 16 instead of 12 aspects. So that's just a general view how John Dolley began to see the development from the Bible to recapitulation. I don't know why at that time, I think he didn't see that yet, he was not showing something in the textbook, namely the platform, because the platform has those 16 aspects. Those who have been in my talks on the science of being, last year I think it was, they have seen that the platform shows the Word, the Christ, Christianity and science in a fourfold aspect, giving 16 aspects, and showing there from two levels, which are different from here, namely from divine science and from absolute Christian science. So that actually the platform gives a higher teaching than recapitulation. And you see that very easily, that Mrs. Eddy knew that, because she said that if you go through the primary class, the teachers will teach you from recapitulation, and you go through normal class, which is a higher class, he should also teach from the platform. Today we know now why she said that, because the platform is the 16-fold aspect from the level of divine science, absolute Christian science. Recapitulation is the 12-fold aspect from the level of absolute Christian science and Christian science. And the moment one reads the platform, one sees quite clearly that that statement is a much higher, purer, diviner statement than what we get in a recapitulation. Recapitulation is really adapted to the human level. So, you have this layout here on page 2, where we can see that those 24 questions and answers are built up like this. First, you have 6 questions and answers. First, A, from the standpoint of absolute Christian science, and you have there 3, and B, from the standpoint of Christian science, and again you have those 3. Then she goes on to the Christ and gives 6 question and answers from the of the Christ standpoint. Again, first A, from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science, three questions answered, and B, from the standpoint, again, of Christian Science. So here in those two big sections, she starts out first with absolute Christian Science and then gives the level of Christian Science. But when she goes to the next two sets of six questions, then she starts with Christian Science and then afterwards takes absolute Christian Science. So you have there Christianity, again, six questions and answers. A, from the standpoint of Christian Science. B, from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science. Then the last section on science, again, six questions and answers from the standpoint of Christian Science, and then six questions and answers from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science. This is the layout. Now, all this sounds up to now perhaps very double Dutch or Chinese, whatever you call it. You can't really make out what it is all about. Well, we have a whole week to go in which we can see really the beauty of that order. As we flow from one question to the next, I hope I can show you somehow the big overall picture. So, again, we come back to the fundamental point of this chapter. We have seen that really this chapter is principle interpreting itself through its system, and therefore should answer system intrinsic questions. Now we have seen the system are those three categories, namely the levels, and we have discussed a little bit that the levels are in it, namely absolute Christian Science and the level of Christian Science. The further category are the four sides of the city. We discussed that quickly, Word, Christ, Christianity and Science. And then we have a third category, the seven synonymous terms, and we will see that many of those questions and answers are actually answering the question through the seven synonymous terms or through some of the synonymous terms. So that if we can reduce that whole chapter really just to those categories, to the levels, to the fourfold operation, and to the seven, we actually can reduce the structure of being into a structure of understanding. And therefore, our answers that we would have, or the questions we would have to ask, is much more, what is the Word as the Word in absolute Christian Science? What is the Word as Christ in absolute Christian Science? What is the Word as Christianity in absolute Christian Science? These really should be the questions, and so go on, system intrinsic. And then we would really calculate in scientific metaphysics. We would learn that 2 and 2 is 4, and we wouldn't be any more interested if that has to do with bananas or fishes or elephants. Did you get that? See, that's the point we want to bring out. Now, before we start with the first question and flow then from one to the next, I think it will be helpful to get the overall tonality by first taking the overall epitomes that we have on the whole chapter. So perhaps you turn to page 3, and so that you can easily go to page 4 and 5, just have so the illustrated material this way in front of you. And we first take the, in the hierarchy of the whole structure, we just first take the highest level of the hierarchy. Namely, we have seen the textbook is laid, the chapter is laid out in the four, with each sixth question, namely, Word, Christ, Christianity, Science. And so, what we do, we take now first the epitome of these four. These epitomes are printed out in bold letters, always in the middle of the page. So the first six questions and answers have to do with the Word, and our epitome there is the statement of God as the one and only being. Do you have that? Do you see where we are? So that's the hierarchy of the Word. Then we just first read so that we know where we are. Then the Christ would be in the middle of the page. God expressing himself. You have that too? God expressing himself in the middle of the page. Then over the page on top, you have Christianity as divine reality. And then on page 5, you have science as scientific understanding. Do you have those four, at least with your eyes? Now, you can see that these would be the highest categories that would depict the whole chapter. Namely, the Word, we have said, that's the input, that's really the statement of what God is. Can you see? That's the Word. The Word declaring what God is a statement of God as being the one and only being. That statement of God, the Word, has a Christ. What is that Christ? We have here that Christ is God expressing himself. And then you come to Christianity as divine reality. That's the outcome of God. That we have a universe of divine reality, of spiritual reality. See, that's no more God. That's now the outcome, the universe of reality. And then fourth, you have science, namely, you have their scientific understanding. Again, what Mrs. Eddy said, that the fourth side is science, interpreting really the Word, the Christ, and Christianity. Meaning science will give us that attitude with which we can understand the first three sides of the Holy City.